Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Leads customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now, on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles. You're listening to Building Fortunes Radio today. If you're listening in live, you can catch us on buildingfortunesradio.com, buildingfortunesradio.com. And if you are still alive but you're not listening in live, you can always catch this and other segments that we've done on buildingfortunesradio.com. This week, we have a special segment with Ranelli Williams. Ranelli and I were on a previous radio show, and if you want to hear the previous radio show, you go to buildingfortunes.com, then find the one for the Ranelli Williams segment. We talk about the spiritual side of entrepreneurship, and Ranelli is an interesting individual because she's been successful in the corporate world, and in the process of being downsized, she's prepared herself to be successful in home-based businesses as well. So she did kind of like the right thing. She kind of set it up, even though she was making good money with her corporate position. She realized that that may not be the security that might be always there. And through the downsizing and the mergers and acquisitions and different and various things that lots of people have been through, she realized that she started to make a transition to be into the home-based business network marketing arena. And she's done that successfully, as well as now she has more time to be able to do cool things like radio shows like we're doing right now. She's also formulating, and I know I'm going to use the wrong words, but she's formulating the documentation to do a doctoral paper. So she's chosen to do something on network marketing and MLM. And finally, thank goodness, someone's going to tell both sides of the story. If anybody's been around for a while, they usually realize that there's the critics and then there's the people that are the advocates for the industry, and usually never do you get both in the same story because they're both so one-sided, but we're going to be able to present the evidence, and we have a lot of our customers that are lining up, ready to tell their interesting stories of success and potentially failure for the benefit of everyone to start to listen to as well as to learn from. So in the process of doing all this, we're going to have a series of radio shows, and this is just one more of them, but we're going to talk about what it takes to be that entrepreneur, focus a little bit on the home-based business arena, but I first want to introduce to you Ms. Ranelli Williams. So, Ranelli, thanks for being on Building Fortunes Radio.
Thank you so much, Peter, for having me. I really appreciate working with you and doing these radio segments.
Excellent. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about what it takes. There's a gentleman named Napoleon Hill. And Napoleon Hill was commissioned by Andrew Carnegie like a million years ago to study some of the most successful people in the world of business and find out what made them successful. So if you've ever read the book Think and Grow Rich, you'll see that that's a compilation of a lot of his work. He was put in front of the most successful people at that time, and Andrew Carnegie says, I need you to study these people and find out what makes them tick and find out the common ground so we can find out the formula for success. And one of them, of course, was the title of the book, Think and Grow Rich, meaning use the power of your mind. Well, in today's world, Napoleon Hill isn't around, and he wasn't able to have things like the internet, and a lot of the science that he had way back then was accurate at that time, but it's obviously been changed over time. And I've done my own version of studying, although I haven't been commissioned by Andrew Carnegie, to find out the successful key ingredients, because I'm always interested in becoming more successful, and I want to figure out how to explain it to other people. And I've come across four things that Ranelli and I are going to expand upon on this radio show that I have found are the most important core ingredients, regardless of what product, what service, what opportunity, what compensation plan. These four things, if you could hone in your skills and you are this kind of a person, won't guarantee your success, but increases your level of success, because some of the things, you know, you can't guarantee anything. But some of these things, if you have these, you're starting off with the right key ingredients. And for those people listening in that are around a pen or a paper, you might want to jot down some notes. I'm going to list them first, and then we're going to cover them in depth. But the first one is a moral compass. Moral compass. Now, I know I'm on the radio and you might be driving, so moral being spelt M-O-R-A-L. Compass is my little symbol for things that kind of keep you focused. You know, your compass is set on north. So they have a moral compass. Second is going to be they have passion and desire. So passion and desire. Third is they work hard. So work hard. And then the fourth one is they have something to handle the, they have to manage the distractions of time and mind. Time, T-I-M-E, and mind, M-I-N-D. So those are the four things. Moral compass. Next one is going to be desire and passion. The next one is going to be work hard. And the last one is going to be manage the distractions of time and mind. And those are the things that people need to be successful. So the first one is moral compass. So, Rinelli, let's talk a little bit about the moral compass, the core values, the belief systems, all the things that need to be in place for someone to be successful in any business, but specifically in a home-based business as well.
Yes, absolutely. Without that, Peter, I think that, you know, you're definitely setting yourself up for failure. It is so important to be able to identify those values, you know, that are going to propel you to put people, you know, first, not try to get, you know, from individuals, but rather give, you know, when, you know, so that's one of the first values that I think, you know, people definitely need to consider is how can I, you know, in whatever I do, benefit the people that are around me, benefit that the people that I want to do business with, you know, when you think of a, my mind just went to like a mentor-mentee situation. You know, the person who goes into that relationship thinking that they're just going to get from their mentor usually are not as productive and successful within that relationship until they actually, you know, as opposed to the person who goes in and says, I'm going to take value into this relationship and I'm going to give all I've got, that's the person that ends up with a more success rate in that circumstance.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about the relationship, I think, between being a leader and being a distributor as you're building your team. Moral compass means sometimes you have to do things, if you're that leader, that serve everybody involved in the equation. So it would be knowing how to manage your people, maybe telling them when to make a purchase, not to make a purchase, when to go to an event, when not to go to an event, when to manage those, you know, those crossroads in your business that are not necessarily for your advantage, for maybe some other people's as well. And part of the challenges, I think, with home-based businesses were identified by Dr. Charles King, who taught or teaches at the University of Illinois in Chicago. He used to do a network marketing certification course. He opened up one of the courses with the biggest problem with network marketing is upline trains downline. And I shook my head a little bit because I was an upline. And I started to think it through a little bit, and I started to look around to the other people at the seminar, and I said, you know what? I have a background in direct sales and direct sales management, been doing this for 12 years prior, meaning when I went to that seminar for 12 years prior. I think about my own experiences in direct sales, and I said, you know, that I guess that is kind of true. New people that don't know what they're doing, training new people that don't know what they're doing is probably the single biggest reason that we have, because by design, they're teaching things that just don't work. So the problem in direct sales and network marketing is more or less the same. So, Rinelli, have you ever seen that where, like, the biggest challenge is people don't know what they're doing, teaching people that don't know what they're doing, and those people that are teaching aren't really seeking the education they need to become better at what they do?
Right. You know, in network marketing and building a team, you become that leader that people are looking to, you know, for the answers. You know, they came into this business to, you know, to have a better life. And, you know, as the leader of that team, they're looking to you to solve their problems, for example, to listen, to be able to guide them in the right direction. And as a leader, if you are focused on, I need to get these amount of people and these amount of points in order to build, you know, build my business and reach the position that I'm striving for, as opposed to looking at the individual and, you know, working with them where they are, you know, helping them to grow, then you know, you're not adding any value to their life, and eventually they're going to burn out because it's, you know, all about you and not about them. So I think that's one of the big mistakes that quote-unquote leaders in network marketing fall into, is that it's very one-sided and selfish. The leader, I think, that focus on, you know, their downline, their needs, their wants, and trying to help bridge that gap and fill those needs, those are the ones that are successful.
Right. So the ones that are focused on the win-win situation, not only they're winning, but also the people that they're working with, winners. You know, you used the expression a little bit earlier, which one of my favorite expressions, how can I? So many people, when they say, how can I, you know, that's a great thing to kind of be liberating, if you will, to figure out how to handle those obstacles. How do I handle this? Or how can I manage this a little bit better? There are some people in our industry you have to watch out for. They ask themselves, how can I, and then manipulate the situation for my best advantage, is usually their game plan, which is never going to be right. But that's just the nature, I guess, of human nature. But for the people that really make it and make it long term, they need a moral compass. Now, that moral compass could be core values that you've learned from running a business or another business. It could be core values based on maybe a religion. You know, there's the Ten Commandments, and there's a whole bunch of other things as far as moral that will help you with your moral compass. It could be whatever you personally believe in. It could be the stuff that your grandmother raised you with. But one of the key ingredients that I found is you have to have a moral compass. I would not follow the advice.
Absolutely.
Yep, integrity, without a doubt. I would not follow the advice of anyone whose moral compass I questioned. So sometimes you have to work with them. But that doesn't necessarily mean you have to follow their direction and do everything that they say. And unfortunately, right, I'm going to share with you, in our industry, you better have a filter that manages that, because you're going to be exposed to conference calls, webinars, all of those types of things where maybe somebody's direction is either untested or they're incompetent. I say this playfully. People that are really smart can even be incompetent in different areas as well, and there's a lot of things that are out there. Okay, so that was moral compass.
I'm glad you said that, Peter. I'm actually glad you used the word filter, because that word actually came into my mind right before you said it. It is so important to have that filter, and having your values established, it's what's going to allow you to have that filter. So you won't necessarily want to pick up everybody into your team. You know, you would actually be able to filter out the folks that are not in alignment with your core values. And I think that is so, so integral.
Yep. And the difference between, and Ranelle, you have a great comparison. The difference between network marketing and corporate America are huge. Because the things that happen on conference calls, webinars, events, all of those types of things in network marketing, many times could never happen in corporate America. Corporate America would not allow the stupidity, the incompetence, the all over the place, the non-testing, all of those types of things. Corporate America just doesn't allow those types of things. But in network marketing, sometimes because people are seduced by a check that someone has, now all of a sudden they do or say things that just don't make sense, or they do or say things that just wouldn't be allowed. And it's kind of interesting. So if you're coming into this, realize corporate America is usually very structured, you know, when it's done the right way. Network marketing is a little bit on the loosey-goosey side sometimes, and especially with people that are big egos, big paychecks, entrepreneurs. They get the microphone maybe for the first time. People are listening to them. You really do need that filter. Okay, I think we're probably going to do this. I'm going to go back to the next portions of this where we're talking about the moral compass and then passion and desire. Then we're talking about working really hard and managing the distractions of time and mind. But we're going to take a little commercial break first. You're listening to Peter Mingles and Ranelle Williams. We're on Building Fortunes Radio. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or build a sales force, you should check out PM Marketing and Network Leads. Visit www.networkleads.com. For over 16 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, Network Leads can help. To learn more, visit networkleads.com or call 386-385-8679. That's 386-385-8679.
Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous classified ad network, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. Now, back to the Building Fortunes radio show.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to Building Fortunes Radio on www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Find the section for Ranelli Williams. Ranelli is spelled R-A-N-E-L-L-I Williams. Go find that segment and listen to this radio show all over again and previous radio shows that we've done in the past. And you could listen to them on your cell phones if you go to the website. You can find us on iTunes. We're in a whole bunch of different places. And we share this radio show with different co-hosts and guests that we have other radio shows with as well. We have Raven Davis with Amazing Women of Power. We have Bob Adams with Break Free Radio. We have a whole bunch of other places where you can share this. So if you see Ranelli Williams and her name pop up in several places, there's all the reasons why. Ranelli is a woman who was in corporate America and lived a very successful career in corporate America, and through no choices of her own directly, was downsized out of corporate America, but was smart enough to realize she could read the writing on the wall and decided that she wanted to take a look at a home-based business. And I'm going to give you my pointed, if you will, opinion, or my pointed direction for anybody that's listening in. If you are listening in and you are looking for a home-based business, or you're looking for a mentor, or you're looking for someone, talk to Ranelli. Go to the website, grab her contact information, fill out the form, get in touch with us, make sure we get you in touch with Ranelli. You are finding a woman who is right now have the opportunity to create her next 3 to 5 years. And in her next 3 to 5 years, she's building her home-based business and doing the paperwork that she needs to do to become a more successful author and best-selling writer and all of those types of things. But she's also working. What I mean by that is, if you're here and you're working with Ranelli, you're actually going to be working with Ranelli, which is part of the things that we're going to talk about next, with passion and desire. So we talked about the four key ingredients that you need. First one we covered with the moral compass. Next one is passion and desire. So there's got to be something that keeps you going. And anything that's worthwhile sometimes is going to have some obstacles. So, Ranelli, can you talk to that, please? Passion and desire.
Absolutely. I read an article by Forbes some time ago, and one of the things they asked in the article is will passion ensure your success? And the answer to that is really no, but it sure definitely will help. You know, if you're choosing between a business or a product to launch or get involved in, you definitely have to choose what you're most passionate about. And why is that so? Because when things go wrong and you go through tough times, which happens in all businesses, passion, this drive, this desire, that will help you to persevere and hang in there. You know, so,
yeah.
You know, identifying, you know, that thing that you're passionate about, you know, and having that passion as part of your core component as a business owner is definitely, you know, key.
And one of, you know, through the success stories of lots of people, and I always recommend that you listen to as many success stories as you possibly can, you're going to hear all the trials and tribulations of people that were successful. Some of them are kind of, you know, intimidating, meaning the things that they've gone through, and chances are you might not have to go through those as well. In a home-based business, there's not as many trials and tribulations that people go through, but you're going to have them, and when you have them, how you manage them is going to determine whether you're going to succeed or not. The good thing about it, those are also the Darwinian ways of filtering out your competition, because most of your competition won't handle those things, so it's real easy to succeed because most of your competition kind of gives up. Next one was going to be work hard.
Before we move on to work hard, Peter, you did bring up that, you know, and I want to encourage our listeners to really look at the successful people in life, and you'll see that it was not easy. It was not easy, and I guess that kind of goes into the hard work as well. You know, they went through, you know, a lot to get to where they are. And I did write a book, Releasing the Fear and Walking in Faith, and I actually captured that in that book, you know, trying to encourage people to pursue their passion and their dreams and look at the people who are successful. I pointed out people like Michael Jordan, for example, you know, great basketball player, one of the top. And people wouldn't believe what his background was like. You know, he in high school, he was dubbed, you know, that he wasn't good enough. He was not good enough in the field. But look at what he accomplished because he did not give up. Oprah Winfrey was actually told that she was not good enough for television as well. you know, and so we have to really just, you know, once you have that passion inside of you and you know what you want, regardless of what outside factors, you know, come your way, regardless of what mountain you have to climb, you keep climbing because you know where you're headed. So I just wanted to bring that out.
No, that's excellent things. I you know, as you were talking, I was thinking about a few things. I was thinking about all the people that I've, you know, that I've known or studied or read about, and all of them have that story of how maybe they were, you know, they could have been distracted by somebody saying you couldn't do it. And things along that line. It's almost as if that's a prerequisite for success sometimes, how you manage those types of things. So mm-hmm. almost everyone that you think is successful, if you really ask them for their story, they'll probably tell you that roller coaster event of how they were cut from the basketball team, or, you know, I think it was Einstein who was basically, he didn't have any formal education, more or less. I don't think he went past, like, grade school. And, you know, here these people are brilliant minds, and sometimes they just don't fit. And you take a look at, like, you know, Richard Branson, the guy that has the Virgin mm-hmm. Airlines, and how he borrowed
exactly.
money from his aunt, and how he almost lost it all and had to borrow money from customers when his banks told him we were going to take back this money, and all these types of things. And most people don't see that because they only see that little sound bite of them on television or whatever. Now, I also have to share with you this. Celebrities, of course, have interesting stories, but every entrepreneur probably that you walk past when you're walking down the street probably has their own version of their little stories, and now you get a chance mm-hmm. to make your own. But they all have
right.
them, and they
Absolutely.
All have to manage them. So let's go into the hard work part. I don't think, you know, I'm a blue-collar guy, so the only thing that I know is hard work. Meaning, when I say the only thing I know, that's got to always be part of the ingredient. My dad was a blue-collar worker, and he always said, Peter, make sure you, if you want to get promoted, make sure you do more than what you're paid for. Do more even though maybe nobody else is looking. And eventually when there's time for promotions, they'll wonder who to pick, and they'll pick you probably because you always went the extra mile and you always did the other thing. And that certainly helped me in my career when I was working for other people. But hard work was just something that I realized kind of fixes a lot of things. It compensates for a lot of the challenges that I might have made. It handles maybe some poor time management, because if you are not managing your time, but you put in 16 hours or 18 hours or 20 hours a day, you can usually compensate a little bit for that. So hard work has always been something that I have been very attuned to. But some people, for whatever reason, they try not to work hard. You know, you hear about the guy who says, oh, I only work 4 hours a week. And that's a little bit on the deceiving side, in my humble opinion, for most people that will be listening, because they might not be able to pull off what this guy might have been able to pull off. So let's talk a little bit about hard work, especially at the beginning.
Yeah, it's any successful venture, you know, requires not only a time commitment, but, you know, mentally you have to be prepared to really work hard at what you're doing. A lot of people feel like they can get into network marketing specifically. I'm not sure why the industry has that, you know, expectation, or people have that expectation of it, that they get into the industry and it's a get-quick, rich-quick scheme. And there's just no such thing. You have to put the work in. In any business, it takes, you know, 3 to 5 years before you really turn a profit in that business. And it's no different in this industry. You have to put the time in. You have to put the effort in. You know, it's a business. It's a business, and you have to treat it as such.
Especially getting started if you don't have anything working on your behalf. Part of the deception, I think, that happens in our industry is you hear about such and such a leader that made $140,000 in his first month, or, you know, $3 million mm-hmm. in his first year, or whatever that might be. And somebody that doesn't understand how this business works realize that they probably didn't start from scratch like they are doing. They probably brought a group of people with them. There might have been some other considerations involved. It might have included hard work, certainly, but probably they had a little bit of a head start. And a lot of people are seduced sometimes by that story. And I've seen plenty of times where people quit their full-time job to do something like network marketing full-time just because somebody in their upline made $100,000 a month and they figured they could do that too within just a few months. And I'm like,
what they're
failing,
what they're failing to realize is that those individuals put the hard work in somewhere else. You know, we have to put it in regardless, you know, and so they went through that stage already, you know, whether it's in network marketing or in another business where they, you know, they were able to grow their network, they were able to, like I said, pay their dues,
right.
You know. So, you know, people need to really just put away the unrealistic expectations and just, you know, recognize that business, any business, require effort.
That's right. Okay, and the last one was going to be managing distractions of time and managing distractions of mind. And we have about 3 minutes left to cover that. So manage distractions of time and manage distractions of mind, meaning like what are you thinking about or what are you working on mentally as well. So do you want to address those?
Yeah, time distractions, you know, a lot of people, social media can, you know, be such a culprit for this. You know, a lot of people tend to, you know, get so engulfed. And it's easy to do, you know, because I've been there, you know, in social media, just, you know, browsing and even stargazing, you know, looking at people who, you know, have made it and just spend your time, so much time, you know, on that rather than putting the time into growing your own, you know. And so it's so important to manage time. It's so important even to realize that the things that you used to do, you probably have to put those on hold while you're growing your business. You can't sit and watch television for 2 and 3 hours if you expect to, you know, grow a successful business. You can't expect to, you know, be out of the town every night for the week when you're growing a business. You have to seriously put time in to your business. So it's so important to manage your time effectively. And then in terms of your mind, that is huge. That is huge. One of the things that I love about network marketing is that it encourages people to develop personally. You know, for instance, on our team, you know, there are core books that we encourage team members to get when they get involved, you know, on our team. Mark Yarnell writes a really great book years ago, Your First Year in Network Marketing. I think that's a great book to help people overcome their fears, you know, experience success and just achieve their dreams. You mentioned the book Think and Grow Rich. That's a great book for anybody, you know, in terms of, you know, developing their mind and developing their self. So one of the big components for me in terms of personal development is reading.
Excellent. Okay, perfect. Yep, and we're going to get a list of maybe your favorite books and some of the ones that you've written as well for our next show, but we're running out of time. Guys, you've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio. This is Peter Mingles. We have our special guest, Renelli Williams. She has a special segment that we'll do over and over again, a lot of it on the concept of entrepreneurship and the spiritual side of entrepreneurship, and we really appreciate you listening in. We're going to be back. Make sure you go to buildingfortunesradio.com. Check out that segment for Renelli Williams, and we'll put up this as an archived radio show as well as previous ones and more information on that site too. Renelli, thanks for being here. We'll catch you next time. Bye for now.
Thanks, Peter. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Building Fortunes Radio Show on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingles. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segment. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for.